That's the Daily Dispatch, in discussion with Darren Mann.
From the front page of the Daily Dispatch for today, Thursday, the 7th of October, 2021. BCM's 10111 call centre crisis goes beyond staff shortages. Overworked and understaffed emergency call centre staff have blown the cover on chaotic working conditions at the East London 10111 call centre. Emergency calls ring and are left unanswered, with staff saying there are too few staff to field the calls. Also from the front page of the Daily Dispatch today, man accused of killing businesswoman in court. The man who has been accused of the gruesome murder of East London businesswoman Nokwanda Maguga Patoka will spend the next week behind bars before he can apply for bail, after his case was postponed in the magistrate's court yesterday. For more on these and other stories, go to dispatchlive.co.za.
Enter the Daily Dispatch Winner Car Competition and you could drive away in the new 7-seater Suzuki Ertiga 1.5 GA. The competition closes on the 21st of November 2021 and an entry form is printed in the Daily Dispatch every day. The more you enter, the luckier you get. Get your copy of the Daily Dispatch and enter now. Winner Car, proudly brought to you by Daily Dispatch and Ronnie's Motors.
Joining us now on the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann, leader of the official opposition in Parliament from 2014 to 2019. He then left the DA to form the One South Africa movement. They're basically a collective of individuals who are going to stand as independents in a few wards in the upcoming local government elections. Mr. Musa Memani, thank you very much for joining us today. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks, and you, Darren, and good morning to all fellow South Africans. It's great to be on your show.
A very controversial topic has raised its head of recent. You have been extremely outspoken over the last few days over what is allegedly a state-of-the-art sports complex built in Lessington, Kumani, for as much as 15 million rand. Explain.
Look, I mean, I think it's the epitome of what happens in local government and corruption. In the essence that we talk about state capture at a national level, but we forget that there's actually local government capture, which makes national government capture look like a picnic, because there's very limited accountability in many of these municipalities, there's very poor oversight, and this is just but the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the fact that there have been roads that literally have been tarred, and people would say have not been tarred, but they say they've spent millions and millions of rands in them. There have been incidents where, when we look around, we can see quite clearly that the money that the municipality claims to have spent has not been allocated. And this example of the stadium demonstrates so vehemently how there's such a profound mismanagement in Enoch Mgijima, and ultimately demonstrates how there's a disregard for the people by the ANC. And I think this is crucial to also underline. It's not just some rogue criminal element. This is a governing party who's committed itself to looting from the people it's supposed to serve.
Some of the photographs I've seen from that evidence, I must say, I'm inclined to agree with you. What looked like temporary stands housing maybe 100 or 200 people possibly, with absolutely no cover, a running track, which is basically just the grass that was there with white paint painted over it, and granted, a few change rooms that have been built. I cannot possibly see how that comes to 15 million rand.
I mean, I think we must contrast what a 15 million rand stadium looks like and demonstrate to the people of this country what in fact happens. The question on the table that must go further than that is that, who are the contractors? Who are the beneficiaries of this contract? And ultimately, they must be brought to criminal processes. Because if you do not send a strong message that corruption is not a victimless crime, it's a fact that that money could have been used to interventions around COVID, or could have been used to further employment of people. Those are the real victims in the scandal. And therefore, ultimately, I am of the complete view that there must be criminal prosecution, and that entire executive, including the city manager who passed that, must be quick to resign, cannot be fit to govern anywhere else. If they in their heads tend to believe that putting together such a miserly track, that's just paint, that it cannot even come to a million rand. that they must all resign from their position.
Have you personally had any contact with members of the community? Have you possibly seen some of the supply invoices that have been involved in this project?
Well, as you know, we're running an independence movement in Okumkichima, and Ken Clark, who's the mayoral candidate there, I've requested of him to go himself. He's run a successful business, so he would know what unit costs of anything are. And I myself am looking at getting down there to lay criminal charges on all the respective officials. And let's ensure that we can bring a quantity surveyor, bring expertise on site to make sure we can articulate what each item costs and then contrast that. It was the same spin in Nkandla when I saw it for myself, that they told us, no, an empty theater and a chicken coup must cost them millions and millions in rand. It's all the same modus operandi. It's a tender being allocated and then the cost being inflated for the benefit of a few. And given that there's an election coming up where the ANC cannot pay its own staff, you are going to see more and more of these projects occur. They get adjudicated, companies get contracts, and they help fund an ANC campaign.
What reaction have you had from the general public to your statements regarding the Lessington Sports Complex?
Everybody is outraged. I think the people of this country have come to a point now where they recognize themselves that we can't rely on the ANC to govern. We can't rely on where our futures are not safe in this country, and that there's flagrant looting that's taking place. So I think South Africans are well within their rights to be outraged. It's a great, great pity that, in fact, when I look at the political infrastructure in this country, it is such that all they want to debate is race and divisions rather than, in fact, accountability and making sure that those who are corrupt are brought to book. And it isn't that previously we spoke about it as President Zuma's project. It is an ANC project. And so even the current president himself seems to be very, very silent when it comes to these serious matters.
We're chatting with Mr. Musi Mamani. He's the leader of the One SA movement. Thank you very much for joining us today on the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann. Mr. Mamani.
Much appreciated. Thank you very much.
In what can only be described as an extravagance in the extreme, 150 million rand has been spent on an alleged state-of-the-art sports complex in the Lessington area of Kumani. To find out what the community's opinion on this development is, we catch up with community leader Zolile Khalisa. Zolile, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Give us an idea of what you and the community make of this sports complex worth 150 million rand.
Thank you very much. Good morning. My name is Zolile Khalisa. I'm from the Independent Kumani Resident Association. We, as a Kumani resident, we are very disappointed with the way the leadership of the ANC is looting here in this municipality of Okumkichima. We are told that the actual amount was 22 million, but we are being told by the leadership when they were opening that stadium that they spent 15 million apparently, not 115, 15 million. And then we are asking ourselves as where is the 7 million, because the tender was awarded 22 million. And then now we are calling for the forensic investigation in this matter. And then we are saying those who are involved in this looting spree must be held accountable by the law enforcement.
Give us an idea of what the complex looks like. The photographs that we've seen really just shows temporary stands, whitewashed lines on existing grass, and some change rooms that have been built. And apparently this costs 15 million rand. It seems a little excessive.
Yeah, there is those two grandstands, and then we are being told as well, because they came after that a post of a municipality and made, correction or whatever. They are telling us about the hall with showers and the changing rooms, and it's a sort of ablution. But even if that is the case, we are not happy. It cannot cost that thing 15 million. It's ridiculous. We don't welcome it. Hence, we are appealing to the law enforcement agency that they must come and investigate this thing, because it's not the first time these people are doing these things. A lot of money is there being disappeared in this municipality. We are tired. There is no service delivery here, but what we see now from the ANC leadership is a disgrace, actually. I can put it that way.
Well, we can only imagine what 15 million rand could do in a poor area like yours when it comes to infrastructure, housing and feeding the community.
Yes, there is no water in that area. There is no proper roads in that area. And now they are coming up with this. In fact, it's not even a stadium. It's a sport field that we saw there. And then I don't know why these guys are doing this. I don't know what is it that we are owing them. Why are they doing this? Because the communities around here, they are suffering. They are suffering, but these people, they are keeping on looting money under the name of development. So we are tired really about that thing. And then we just want the investigation to take place, because we cannot go like this.
What sort of reaction do you expect from the community to this?
If there is nothing happening, because there is that tendency, if we are trying by all means to report these people, it will be investigation after investigation. But if that is not the case, I think that community, because it's a big, it's what, 18, where this place, where this thing is happening, that we will go there as leaders and call meetings, community meetings there, so that we can hear from the people from that ward, what are they planning. If they want to go and protest, to go to the municipal offices, we will go there and then make sure that everything is in standstill there.
We did hear a little earlier on this morning from Mr. Musi Maimane, who very much echoed your sentiments and is also opposed to what has happened in Lesserton. Have you had any communication with him?
Not yet. But there are a lot of people around the country who are against what happened here in Lesserton. So I think Musi is one of those people. And also I just came across with one of the Twitter from the deputy president of Economic Freedom Fighters. He also showed that he's not happy about the way this municipality handled that money.
Well, you face a few challenges ahead of you, Zolile. Thank you very much for joining us on the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann this morning. Have a good day.
Thank you very much, and same to you.
Continuing our chat now about the controversial 150 million rand spent on a sports complex in the Lesserton area of Khumane, we're joined now by the ANC head of elections in the area, Mr. Mzwonke Ndabeni. Mzwonke, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much. I'm good. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
There's been a lot of controversy. The community that we've spoken to don't seem in favour of this sporting complex. Can you give us the background? Why was it developed and why has it cost so much?
Look, from the point of view of the ANC, we have gone to a site visit to the sports field after we've seen that in the social media and print and mainstream media. We have called the executive of the Inokom Kichima municipality. We said to them they must give us a report about the entirety of the project, the costs, and all the other related matters. And we have also directed the Department of COGTA in the province, the MEC of COGTA, to institute an investigation from a point of view of government of the province.
Can I ask you, have you at this stage had a chance to personally see any of the invoices that have been involved in this project?
No, we have not seen any transaction, any invoice, anything. What we said we want a report of the project, because we don't have a report of the project. And over and above that, we said the government of the province, the provincial government, the Department of Cooperative Governance and Local Government and Traditional Affairs must institute a forensic investigation to the project to see if there was a value for money, to see if there was no collusion and manipulation or any fraud-related matter, so that all those facts can be exposed if there were irregularities around the project.
How long is an investigation like this likely to take, Mr. Ndebeni?
We said it must be quick. 3 months is enough to investigate such a project, because it's not a complicated project. It's a sports field, plain sports field, from the initiation stage, the cost, the designs, and everyone else who was involved, including the procurement, whether the procurement was done right or wrong. So we want that investigation to be done quickly and be concluded. That's what we said. Because for now, we don't have facts around it. Yes, we have seen the sports field. What we have engaged was that, was there any demand for the sports field? Yes, we have seen that in the community, there was a demand for the sports field. Was the sports field in the IDP of the municipality? Yes, it was in the IDP. So we then said, from that point, let's now get into the cost, because what then becomes a problem in the public discourse is not about whether there was a need or not. The need was there, nobody questions it. What is in the public discourse is the value of money spent on that project and the product, the outcome, the output. That's what is being questioned. That can that sports field cost that much money? It's what must be investigated. And we said that must be done very soon. And then they were given facts around it.
Well, that is very much what seems to be the objection from many people, is the cost of the sports field.
Yes, that's what we said.
Because 15 million rand in an impoverished region such as yourself could go a long way towards improving infrastructure, housing, and even feeding schemes for the locals.
Yeah.
Head of elections for the ANC in the Enoch Mgijima area of the Eastern Cape, that's Kumani, Queenstown. Mr. Ndebeni, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us on the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann this morning. Best of luck with your investigation.
Thanks very much. Thanks for giving us this platform. Otherwise, we'll appreciate. But if there are developments from where you're sitting, we're available anytime to engage on such matters.
Many thanks.
Thanks very much.
That was the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.